Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Alice G., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, February 15th, 2022, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. We are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 164, the third paragraph, last two sentences. We shall be with you, ending with keep you until then, those two sentences only. Today's readers are Shelley E., Barbara W., Dana P., Terry H., Rhonda R., and Jody E., and Eileen M. The reference number for Monday, February 14th, 2022, 10 a.m. meeting is 18,549. That's 18549. And the reference number for Tuesday, February 15th, 2022, 7 a.m. Eastern Time is 18,554. That's 18554. Overeaters Anonymous Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to start eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Terry H. to read the 12 steps for us. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alice. Thank you for your service. I'm Terry H. I'm from Pensacola, Florida, and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater through God's grace. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons that we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve today. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Terry H. I will now ask Rhonda R. to read the 12 traditions, please.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you for your service. This is Rhonda R., grateful, recovered, compulsive eater in Georgia. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for the opportunity to do service today, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Rhonda R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 164, the third paragraph, the last two sentences that say, we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and ending with, until then. And I will now ask Shelley E. to get us started, please.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas, and I'm so honored to read a side of the Big Book this round. Page 164. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Again, Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. I was so excited when I saw that I got to read this last couple of sentences. Sometimes when I read this, when I get to this with my sponsees, it's kind of an exciting time, but it's a sad time because it means our time as talking daily is coming to an end, but I'm, you know, kicking them out of the nest and they're on their way to start sponsoring their own people. But in particular with these sentences begins we, and I know sometimes it's controversial, but I personally believe it is a we program. And it brought me back to the very first foreword in the book, and that began with the we in the first edition. And here we are, we're closing with the we, just in case there's any doubt that it's a we program, again for me. And that sentence gives me assurance that my fellows are with me and in the fellowship of the Spirit, and I'm with them. And it goes on to say, as we trudge the road to happy, road of happy destiny. And trudge, sometimes when I first thought about it, I thought it was like when you're walking in mud and you have those big boots on and it's like, you know, it's like your feet are getting stuck. But, you know, that's not true. It can be laborious. It can be a hard walk. But usually it means to walk with purpose, and most certainly that's what I've done. I have definitely trudged in both ways, but I did look up trudge in a 1930s dictionary, and it meant to walk with expectation, which I thought was kind of interesting too. I know expectation as a character defect can get me into trouble, but I know that there's a good way of walking with expectation too. And I thought, oh, I've walked in all three of those ways, laboriously, with expectation, and with purpose as I've gone through the steps. And so then as I kept on looking, the road of happy destiny, I love that happy and destiny are capitalized. And I know there's always going to be twists and turns, but I can rest assured if I show up for my fellows and I trust my higher power, I too will receive help along that route from my higher power and from my fellows. It's that route that enables me to match calamity with serenity, and that's the reason I came in the first place. I knew I could lose weight. I've lost it before. I can gain weight, but my God, the serenity. There is no comparison to the serenity I have now compared to when I started. And it's helped me get comfortable with the uncomfortable. It's not a panacea. It's not, everything's butterflies and flowers. But my higher power and my fellows get me through the worst of the worst of times. I no longer have to rely on my food. Anyways, with that, guys, I'm excited to hear what everyone has to say, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Shelley E., for getting us started. I will now take a list of names of those who would like to share on these last two sentences only. And please remember that although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your shares to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you can give me your names one at a time, that would be great.
Kathy B.
from Oklahoma. Kathy B.
Chrissy M.
Chrissy M.
Marnette M.
Cynthia C.
Marnette, I think it was.
Yes.
Cynthia C. Anyone else? Okay, we'll start with that. I've got a lineup of Kathy B., Chrissy M., Marnette, and Cynthia C. Kathy B., please star 1 to unmute and share with us.
All right, good morning. My name is Kathy B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Oklahoma, and I am a little nervous. But my sponsor tells me that I need to do this, so I'm doing it. These two sentences at the end of the paragraph on page 164 are, both of these sentences are just beautiful, and they say so much about the beautiful program of recovery. But I want to acknowledge the word we in the sentence, in that first sentence, because I'm so grateful that this is a we program. There was a great share in the first hour this morning that used the analogy of needing to be on the inside of a herd in Kenya because those on the outskirts can be eaten and devoured. Well, sometimes because I'm human, I can get off the path a little bit. Life starts happening. People can disappoint me. And, you know, life just happens. And then I get resentment. You know, dishonesty, selfishness, and fear. And I start wandering towards the outskirts of the herd because that's my old way of thinking, of isolating, feeling I don't belong. But thank you, God, this book has given me the tools, and the program has given me the tools, and I can send out an SOS. I can make a 911 call to someone in the we of this program. And they gently and lovingly help me find my way back inside the herd where I am safe and back on the road with you to happy destiny. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Kathy B. from Oklahoma. Chrissy M., please share with us where you're from. Star 1 to unmute.
Yeah, good morning. This is Chrissy M., grateful recovering bulimic and anorexic from Oregon. And I've been thinking actually a lot about this walk during recovery. My whole, I guess, outlook and demeanor has changed in terms of, you know, having serenity, having more joy, having more gratitude. but my circumstances haven't necessarily changed or gotten any easier. And I think when I started my program, I kept thinking, well, if this would change, if I would lose this weight, if this person would do this, then I would be happy. And so much of my happiness and contentment in life was around circumstances and things changing. And I think the last few weeks I've had just a lot of trials and tribulations. And the miracle is I haven't turned to food. And that isn't because my life is easier. And the serenity and the joy and the peace doesn't come because my life is easier or doesn't have obstacles or doesn't have its challenges. And I think what I really have been reflecting on the last few weeks is that, you know, my walk is still difficult. I still face challenges. I still face hardships. But I have tools and I can still find joy. I can still find gratitude even when difficult things are happening. And that's a blessing. And that, to me, is the journey of recovery. And that word we, I think the thing I'm really trying to push myself in my recovery walk is my we being my higher power. You know, I have the community of this fellowship, and community is important. But I'm, you know, part of what we talk about in the steps is like we pause when agitated, doubtful, or afraid, and we turn to our higher power. We have a new way of handling life. And I think I get that intellectually. And I, you know, I do my prayers at night and I do a meditation in the morning. And it's really the in-between that I'm really working on that we. And knowing that sometimes the strength, the joy, and the gratitude doesn't come naturally for me in difficult situations. Like, that's not my natural default. And sometimes those things come from a higher power, a power greater than myself. Like, that's where the joy comes from in a difficult situation. That's where gratitude comes from when I'm feeling down. So really knowing that sometimes those things are beyond my reach, but they're not beyond the reach of my higher power. And I get to turn them over, and I get to know that I'm walking with a power greater than myself that's leading me and sees things that I can't always understand and see. And so I'm grateful to be on this journey. I'm grateful to have a better attitude and perspective when times are hard. And I'm grateful to know that I have a power greater than myself walking alongside me the whole way. So with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Chrissy M. from Oregon. Marnette, please star 1 to unmute and share with us the first initial of your last name and where you are from.
Okay, can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Okay, yeah, this is Monette M. It's M-O-N-E-T-T-M. Last initial is M, and I am from Oklahoma. And this is my first time to share. I've been listening to you guys since May, and so this is so honored and grateful to be able to be. And I've heard the meetings this morning, and I just love all the explanations and definitions of the word trudge that have been giving, and then just walking with purpose. And I know, you know, my human nature is to always focus on the negative and trudging this road, but I can tell you, you know, trudging the road of my disease at 316 pounds was a lot more laborious than trudging the road as a recovered compulsive overeater. And I, once again, loved earlier someone sharing the very title of the page of the big book, and it's that we're recovered alcoholics and also recovered compulsive overeaters. And so I'm so grateful for sponsorship and this big book and the 12 steps that I can actually say that I am recovered. I'm never cured. I understand that. But I am recovered today with food neutrality and blessed with the gift of abstinence. And I know so many times we talk about the disease gets stronger. And what I started focusing on this morning during the meetings and during the reading of these last few sentences is that my connection to my higher power gets stronger. So I'm trying to always change my focus from the negative to the positive and to the power of the sunlight of the spirit and the fellowship of the spirit. And so I can choose to participate in making my disease stronger, or I can choose to participate in getting my connection to my higher power stronger. And a private prayer and devotional thing that I read this morning says that human self-sufficiency is a lie. And I know I love what it says and what someone else just shared about the we. Absolutely, the we and the fellowship with you guys, but also the we of just me and the God of my understanding and my higher power. And I the road of happy destiny. And my sponsor is always talking to me about keeping it on the road somewhere. Let's keep it out of the gutters and black or white or all or nothing thinking. And so she's always just like, Monette, let's just keep it on the road somewhere. And she's been in my life for 25 years, and I'm so incredibly grateful for what an outstanding example and a guide she's been of that this program really does work, and that you really can obtain a lifetime of abstinence and freedom from compulsive overeating. So with all that, thank you so much for letting me share. Thank you.
Thank you, Myrna M. from Oklahoma. Cynthia C.
Hi, thank you.
And please share with us where you're from.
Can you hear me, moderator?
I can, Cynthia C.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. This is Cynthia C., recovered compulsive overeater and food addict in Newton, Massachusetts. Thank you for your service and everybody who makes this meeting happen today and every day. My depth of gratitude for being here today. I, like everybody else, I'm going to focus on the we, because that to me is so important. The we. This is not just me. My whole life, before finding these rooms, I felt like I needed to figure this out. I was responsible. I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. I was miserable. Me. And wow, and I'm so grateful to come into rooms to hear other people who have the same experience, strength, and hope that I do. Other people who felt the same way, who felt so miserable. And there were years where I was trying to find recovery in OA, and I couldn't find any recovery or any place where it was good for me. And I was so grateful, 5 years ago, when I came back to OA after a 20-year relapse, and within a few days found a vision for you. And I got on this phone meeting, and I heard the we, and I heard the recovery, and I heard the message. I knew the answer was in the big book, and I couldn't believe the strength of the recovery that I found here, that I didn't have to be alone. I didn't have to feel ashamed alone anymore. I didn't have to live in the food anymore. I didn't have to keep my alcoholic food hidden all over my office and all over my bedroom and all over the house. I didn't have to closet binge anymore. I didn't have to be miserable and out of control, and just, I had no idea how emotionally out of control I was and how crazy I was on the food. I just was so crazy in the food. And I remember early on, and it may have been an AA meeting, I don't even remember, but I remember this woman talking about, complaining about the trials of fixing up her home. She was like redoing a bathroom or a kitchen. I remember thinking, I wanted to like swear at her and saying, who cares about that? I am so miserable. I can barely get through the day, or I don't even know if I knew how I was going to pay all my bills at that point. And how dare you like have such a, I don't know, first world kind of issue. And today I'm so grateful that because of recovery in this program, I have like first world issues to contend with, And my husband and I took, like, for me, it was a dream vacation last week, and I could never have done that. Like, not to say we didn't fight, we definitely had some fights, but you know what? I was able to come to a meeting. I was able to reach out to my sponsor. I was able to do 10 steps. I was able to work the steps of this program, and so that when we did have those dark moments on that vacation, I didn't have to stay in them. I didn't have to stay in those dark moments. I didn't have to stay miserable. So thank you. I love the we. Thank you that I pass.
Thank you, Cynthia C. from Massachusetts. And I'll take another lineup of names. Just a reminder that we're on page 164, the third paragraph, the last two sentences, we shall be with you, ending with until then. So star one to unmute, and I'll take a list of names if you haven't shared in the last 3 days.
Lauren Grace B., New Jersey.
Connie M.
Lauren Grace B.
Connie M.
Connie M.
Laura R.
Laura R.
Sharon B.
Sharon B. Anyone else want to get in on this lineup? Star 1 to RW. Laura W.
Rob H.
Rob H. Okay, we'll stop there. The lineup I have is Lauren Grace, Connie M., Laura R., Sharon B., Laura W., and Rob H. Lauren Grace, can you please press star 1 to unmute and share with us?
Hi, this is Lauren Grace B. From New Jersey. I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater. The thing that really stuck out to me was we, in the fellowship of the Spirit, this morning I had something that was just driving me crazy and I couldn't figure it out. And I called a fellow who's been a dear friend for a long time. And it was so obvious to me through our conversation, it was the Spirit that was leading. You know, the things that were being said were so far beyond either of us to say them, but it was the Spirit. It was the Spirit of God that was showing us what the issue was. And when we were done that conversation, I had complete peace, just that the Spirit had guided and pointed out what the issues were, again, beyond what either of us could have come up with ourselves. So that was beautiful. And then my other thought was the road of happy destiny. You know, happy destiny, it has a capital letter, so there may possibly be some religious connotation in the back of Bill's mind, although we know this is a spiritual program, not a religious one. But we know that we're all going, our lives are going to end. Someday we're going to reach our destiny, and whatever that looks for us as individuals is personal and according to what our belief system is. But I want to finish well, you know. I want my happy destiny. I want to finish well. I want to be recovered. I want to be living truth. I want nothing standing between me and anyone else in my family, anyone I know. I want to be happy, joyous, and free. That's how I want to enter happy destiny, happy, joyous, and free. And because of this program and especially a vision, just recently, after being in an OA 30 years, I'm a newbie to vision and working through the steps in this big book way. I have confidence that by God's grace, I will finish well. Just for today, one day at a time, that all those steps, all those trudging steps are going to lead me to happy destiny and finishing well by God's grace. And he will bless me and keep me until then. And I pray that he will do the same for all of you. And that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren Grace B. from New Jersey. Connie M., star 1 to unmute and share with us where you're from, please.
Connie M. from Connecticut, recovering overeater. Thank you all for sharing. This is my first time sharing, and I appreciate Bill, the big book, you all, my sponsor. I just wanted to say I could tear apart probably every word in that last couple of sentences, and I totally agree with the we and the trudging, but what actually jumped out at me was shall be, and then I continued with you, shall be. I heard somewhere that we are human beings, we are not human doings, and I have a tendency to do, and it's all good do's. I get in the book, I read, I journal, I listen, I pray, and it's all good, but it's do, and I have a hard time, but it's coming, thanks to my God, that I need to settle, get in my prayer closet, breathe, observe, listen, and just be. And it says, shall be. To just be and listen to the Lord's voice, if you know that's the timing that you're going to communicate. But and with you, I mean, you guys are always at the at the phone, as close as the phone, but with you, I just feel stronger than ever thanks to this program. I feel the Lord with me all the time, my God, God with me all the time. And so shall be with you, that can go, for me, two different directions as far as my God and my human beings in this program. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Connie M. from Connecticut. Laura R., please share with us. Laura R., star one to unmute, and please share with us and where you're from.
Can you hear me? Sorry, Alice.
I can. Thank you.
Awesome. Laura R., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. I love this sentence, especially more now that I'm hearing some people share, and someone was kind of sharing on what came to my heart today. But first of all, I love that we fellowship of spirit. So it's just definitely that union or unity that we all have. But I love that we're a group of people centered in God. Like, how cool is that? You know, it's just like, you know, and trudging, we're walking in purpose. The way I used to walk in purpose was to devastation. Like, I hurt myself and others. That's what I did. I walked with purpose in my character defects. I heard a speaker the other day share that you have two choices. You know, we hear going on to the bitter end or blotting out our consciousness, you know, of our intolerable situation, or, you know, get spiritual help. And it's pretty much like that. I either have I'm run by my character defects, or I'm run by God's will. I choose. That's it. And that's crazy, you know. And I was trudging with purpose in my character defects. And now, because God picked me up from the scrap heap and brought me to this fellowship, which I did not want to be a part of, but I know, I just don't know what's right for me, right? And so it's so cool that I've been landed in a group of people who are trying one day at a time to get closer and grow, you know, in understanding and effectiveness with their higher power. Some days I do it better than others, you know, and what's so cool is we're not alone and we're doing it together. And when I pick up the phone and call a fellow, we're talking about higher power. We're talking about solution. I mean, not the problem. I used to be in the problem. That was it. And I, you know, so it's just so cool that not only like I'm doing this, but I'm doing it with you all. And it's so neat because it says, you know, you will surely meet some of us. Even if I haven't met you, I bet you, it's like we are 6 degrees separated. I know it. Like my sponsor helped so many women, like one of my first sponsors, so many women. And then who did they help? I mean, we're all connected. You know, it just blows me away. But I looked up destiny, and it says, one of the definitions said, a power that is believed to control what happens in the future. So we are walking now in purpose, the road of happy destiny, that a power is guiding us to our future. You know, and again, if I have my character defects and I walked in purpose in that, or I'm walking in purpose to a future that is happy. That is so cool and useful. You know, I just thank you all. Thank you all for walking this journey with me. Again, if we haven't met, we have. You know, we all have the same problem, and we have been given the same solution that's in this book that brings us to God. And we all have a different higher power, and that relationship is different, and we all have to seek. And the longer we seek, you know, the more we seek, the more we will trudge the road with purpose towards our amazing destiny with each other and with God. Thank you, Alice, and with that, I pass.
Thank you, Laura R. from Colorado. Sharon B., please press star one and share with us.
Hello, family. Can I be heard?
Good morning, yes.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, family. And wow, what an awesome day to be able to share on this. And these amazing sentences. It says that we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And that really was the part that stood out to me today. So I looked up, because I often misunderstand words, and I looked up fellowship in my big book dictionary. And a couple of the definitions are an association between individuals, especially on pleasant, equal, or intimate terms. A union of friends or equals sharing common interests, experience, or purpose. Friendship, companionship. To have this friendship, to be able to have this companionship, to be equal, you know, to be able to trudge this road together, you know. And I know it talks about how we have a common problem and a common solution. But not just that, but that we're all equals on this path. There isn't a leader. There isn't a person that's trudging ahead, you know. I think it's page 100 where it talks about you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. And if you persist, remarkable things will happen. And part of the remarkable things is becoming an equal, becoming another bozo on the bus, as one of our mentors says, to be able to just be, as I hear, the human being, an equal, and to be able to trudge this road together. How awesome is that? And what a great gift. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you, family.
Thank you, Sharon B. Laura W., please press star 1 to unmute and share with us where you're from.
Good morning, everyone. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. Gosh, I've loved hearing all of your shares this morning. What really stood out for me is that it says, you'll surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. It doesn't say that we're going to trudge the road to happy destiny, because we're not striving to get to somewhere beautiful. We're already there. This is the road of happy destiny. And as we continue each day, one day at a time, we will find, you know, that number one, that we're not needing to live in isolation anymore like the disease wants us to. But number two, that we have love and support, not just from our higher power, but from each other. You know, it says, may God bless you and keep you until then. Well, until when? Until you find God, you know, until the end of days, or until, you know, until we find that peace and that neutrality. And it says until, and that means it's going to happen. You know, it doesn't say, you know, until you know, maybe find what you're looking for, you know. And the purpose of all of these steps for me is to bring me closer to God. Every single paragraph in this book brings me closer to my higher power, my God. And the second thing that the reason for these steps for me is to kill my ego, you know, death of ego, death of the old self, and the rebirth of the new self. And, you know, to divorce myself from all of those things like self-pity, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. And divorcing means to separate yourself from something you once loved. I've shared that before because my sponsor once told me that. And I used to love that. I used to love the ego and the self-pity and the dishonesty, you know. All of those things are what makes my disease work. But honesty is what makes recovery work. And gratitude and abandoning myself to God as I understand God. So I was really, you know, and I love the last line, may God bless you and keep you. And that is like somebody praying for me, you know. Like, I remember when I used to go to my place of worship, somebody would always say, God bless you, you know. And I'd feel like, you know, wow, you know, that's really meant a lot to me. So when somebody says, may God bless you, or when I hang up the phone and somebody says, God bless you, you know, yeah, God bless you too. God bless you all. Thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Laura W. from South Jersey. Rob H., star 1 to unmute and share with us, please.
Yes, Rob H. from New York. I'm trying to stay on topic, but it's funny with all the shares. I listened to the morning meeting and then now, you know, I did hear somebody say a couple of days ago the same thing as the last person just said. You know, it's like, we're on that road right now, so that's cool, the road of happy destiny. I guess what came up for me was I listened to a podcast from Vision, and the person said, like, it's good that we're having resentments, you know, and Oh, I don't know. It just made me think of when my sponsor, he is very good at, well, I feel like he doesn't really judge me at all. And I just hope to be like that someday. And, because I get a lot of judgments on everyone and everything. And it came to me and made me smile. And it was just like, even politics, well, obviously politics, on a national level. And just a long time ago, I had a resentment against one of the presidents. And now I can at least pray for the president as opposed to, do whatever I think it is that's going to make them change their actions or whatever. So I'm just grateful that there's this book that's got these clear directions, and I have help getting me through this these days, and I'm not eating over it and getting myself up to those high weights anymore and the morbid obesity. So with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Rob H. from New York. We have time for a couple more shares. If you haven't shared in the last 3 days and you'd like to share on those last two sentences, star one.
Larry G. from California.
Leah, Larry G.
Daisy B.
I'm sorry, what was the last name?
Daisy B.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's a little out here. Daisy, like a flower.
Daisy. All right, we'll stop there. Leah, Larry, and Daisy. Leah, star one to unmute and share with us, please, your first initial of your last name and where you're from.
Okay, Leah? There we go.
Okay. Go.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much. My name is Leah S., recovered and very grateful in Brooklyn, New York. So, trudge the road of happy destiny. My road to recovery, some people say, okay, I'm abstinent already and I lost my weight, so why do I need all these steps? I know what these steps are all about. Forget it and just leave me alone. I got where I wanted to. And you know what? They'll be back. They'll be back because they gained the weight. What is trudge the road? Every single day I have new challenges, whether I like it or I foresee it or I don't foresee it. It just is life. It is the way it is. And every day I have to renew my program and I have to renew my steps and I have to continuously seek, what does God want me to do in this situation? Who would you have me be today? And what would you have me be today? And if I can't be that, oh God, help me. Help me so that I can see the truth. And that's what it means for me, to be honest and to find those who are also honest and are doing as I am doing, the way God would want me to be today. And with that, I will pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Leah S. from New York. Larry G., please share with us. Star one to unmute.
Oh, good morning, everybody. My name is Larry G. from California. I am so profoundly grateful that we are not a get current group, the kind of OA group that when you show up, you don't know you're in a 12-step program. I'm so grateful that we talk about recovery. We talk about the common peril and the solution each day. When I first came to OA, A Vision for You, in May of 2020, my sponsor said, hey, write out your foods, write out your alcoholic foods. And I did, but it was three inventories, my absent foods, alcoholic foods, but there was this yellow white list, right? Foods that were possibly alcoholic foods, but maybe I could eat moderately. And on that list was a sugary treat. It was loaded with sugar and flour, and I said, my daughter gives this to me once a year on my birthday, and I just look forward to this, and just once a year, and she laughed her ass off. And obviously, that went on my alcoholic foods. This weekend was my birthday, and it was not about the food. It was about moments and memories, about, you know, my two best friends going out to lunch, my wife, my children, people sending me well wishes. That's a miracle. And it's because of the word remarkable things will happen. I think the vision for you, for me, the vision for you is the most important chapter of the big book. Why is that for me? Because let's tell the truth. Recovery is a tedious process. We go to meetings. We make outreach calls. We text our food in every day. We work the steps, 10, 11, and 12. At times, it's a tedious process. But what the vision for you promises me a remarkable life. It promises me a life of meaning, a life of usefulness, a life that is worth living that I couldn't see on May 2020, that I'm just beginning to see. I mean, I couldn't write this script. Because without this chapter, without these promises, well, without a remarkable life, and all I did was get up each day and grind it out, the tedious process recovery, I'd get loaded. I mean, what would be the purpose of all this if I wasn't to have this expanding circle of friends and acquaintances on a vision for you, having a meaningful life, mentoring, guiding people through steps, working with new people, having fantastic relationships with people I love most, being able to move my body with ease, you know, hike, bike, eat delicious foods that are no longer driving me. This weekend, I tell you, the food was like 9th or 10th on the list. It wasn't even important, but those relationships were out of weight this birthday. 3 birthdays ago, I was asleep after the dessert my daughter would give me, those yellow light food. And
time,
it was not a yellow light food because I couldn't stop eating it. Anyway, a remarkable life. Thank you, God, and I thank you, Vision, and I thank you, the Baseball for Alcoholics Anonymous. I pass.
Thank you, Larry G. from California. Daisy, star 1 to unmute, and please share with us. Go ahead.
But my name is listed as Massachusetts on the Vision website. But I just love this line of, you know, trudge the road of happy destiny. I see it as just like the perfect spiritual paradox, right? Because I think that if this line said, we skip the road to happy destiny, I'd probably roll my eyes and check out of here, because that's just not my experience. You know, recovery is not just rainbows all the time and skipping and giddy, et cetera. It's hard work. And, you know, and there's this capital H happiness where it's a happiness that is so beyond anything I've experienced before, anything beyond, you know, my wildest dreams. That this pleasure seeking happiness, this short lived happiness that I always sought before. It's something bigger. It's like, it's capital H happiness. And that includes the hard work and the effort and the sometimes, you know, trudging that I do on a daily basis. The other part of this that I love is, you know, I appreciate everybody bringing up this WE program. And I think about the people who are writing this, Bill W. and Dr. Bob, and that's the first 100 recovered, that we shall be with you. And I sometimes like to think about kind of my ancestors in this program and how they really are with me, all the people who have walked before me on this path, including Bill, including Roseanne, including all of the people, you know, my sponsors, their sponsors, et cetera, et cetera. It goes back so far. And it's very easy when I do that to really feel, whether I know these people or not, to feel like I belong, like I'm in community, that I'm not alone. And I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Daisy from Massachusetts. We will now close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Barbara W. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Barbara W. here, recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do for each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.